Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Netflix has warned that subscriber growth would slow substantially in early 2022, sending its stock tumbling 20% in pre-market trading on Friday, in the latest instance of investors dumping shares in companies that have thrived during the pandemic. The streaming company projected after the close of trade on Thursday that it would add just 2.5 million subscribers in the first 3 months of this year, far fewer than the 4 million it added in the first quarter of 2021, and well below analysts' expectations that also stood at 4 million. Netflix shares dropped to $402 in pre-market trading on the Nasdaq on Friday, down almost $100 from Thursday's closing price. The fall would wipe about $46 billion from the group's market value. Nasdaq 100 futures were down about 0.5% in European dealings on Friday, while Europe's Stoxx 600 tech index was down 2.1%. Next, diplomats from the US and Russia have shuttled across Europe for security talks over Ukraine, but military analysts have had their eye on more ominous movements, the further deployment by Moscow of arms and personnel around its border with its southern neighbor. Russia has bolstered its military presence on the border with Ukraine while engaging in weeks of diplomatic talks, with a series of deployments that Western officials and analysts say could indicate preparations for a renewed invasion. After Moscow's lead negotiator said discussions last week with the US and NATO had hit a dead end, Russia moved additional units to the Ukraine border from the country's far east and reinforced existing deployments within striking distance of Kiev. And now, China's state broadcaster has implicated Jack Ma's Ant Group in a corruption scandal, ratcheting up pressure on the billionaire following a crackdown that has wiped billions of dollars from his internet empire. A documentary on state-run China Central Television alleged that private companies made unreasonably high payments to the brother of the former Chinese Communist Party head of Hangzhou, an eastern city that is home to Ant Group's headquarters, in return for government policy incentives and support with buying real estate. According to public records and two sources close to the deals, a unit of Ant Group bought two plots of land at a discount in Hangzhou in 2019, after taking stakes in two mobile payment businesses owned by the party secretary's younger brother, that were named in the documentary. Next up, more blank check companies are abandoning their hunt for deals before it has even begun, in another sign that momentum is slowing in the once brisk SPAC market. Seven SPACs, or special purpose acquisition companies, that altogether intended to raise more than $2.5 billion, have written to the US Securities and Exchange Commission to cancel planned initial public offerings since the start of January. The latest withdrew its registration statement late on Thursday. Five SPACs withdrew IPO plans in December, compared to only three withdrawals in the first 11 months of 2021, according to analysis of regulatory filings compiled by Centio, a data provider. And finally, Japanese inflation rose 0.5% last month compared to the previous year, increasing at its fastest pace in almost 2 years for a second consecutive month, as rising energy costs added to pressure on households. The government said on Friday that consumer prices grew at the same rate as in November, the largest increase since February 2020 and the fourth consecutive monthly rise. The consumer price index excluded fresh food, but covered energy costs, which rose 16.4%. The data were published just days after the Bank of Japan changed its view on inflation risk for the first time since 2014. Revising its projection upward from 0.9% to 1.1% for the fiscal year starting in April. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.